Perek Shlishi, Chapter 3, Halacha Aleph, HaBehema Moedes, Lechel Peris HaYerokis V'chayetzi Behem. And we learned that one of the principal damages caused by an animal is the damage of the tooth, that is, the damage caused by an animal when it was eating. HaBehema Moedes, so the animal is considered experienced to begin with, and we expect such damages, Lechel Peris, to eat fruit, or Yerokis, or vegetables, V'chayetzi Behem, or any similar foods. L'fichach, therefore, Im Nichnes Al Rishus HaNizak, remember that these usual damages, he has to pay only if it's done in the property that belongs to the injured party. Im Nichnes Al Rishus HaNizak, if an animal went into the property of the injured person, V'achla Dvarim Shadar Kala Achlam, and it ate foods which it usually eats, mishalim nazak shalim, he has to pay the full damage for what the animal ate. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ubier bizdeyacher, if it will feed in someone else's field, meitav sadeyu, meitav kar mishalim, he has to pay the best of his own field or the best of his vineyard. V'machalosom b'shus harabim, if however the animal ate someone else's fruit in a public place, potter, he does not pay, because these are usual types of damage. V'imnanis, however, even though he doesn't have to pay for damage, imnanis, if he had some benefit from it, mishalim mashananis, he has to pay what the benefit he received, but not the full amount of the damage. Halacha beis, ketzad, for example, how do we work this? Nichnes al rishus hanizak, if it went into the property of the injured person, v'ochla shumshamin, and it ate shumshamin are poppy seeds, which are very expensive, and one doesn't usually feed an animal poppy seeds. Oiloit, this is a kind of a waxy, a fragrant residue of a tree, and this is very expensive, and an animal does not usually get fed such a food, v'chayetzi b'ham, or it ate some similar thing, b'shav a dinar, it ate a dinar's worth, mishalim dinar, he has to pay a dinar, he has to pay the full amount, even though this is a very expensive food. V'ya machlosam b'shus harabim v'nanis, if however it ate it in the public place, v'nanis, and he had a benefit, because the animal now is full, and he doesn't have to, the owner doesn't have to feed it, ro'yim oysam ki'ilu heim se'oirim o'yomir, so then we imagine that it was barley or some other cut grain, or meshalim demei amir or demei soirim bzoil, and he has to pay not for the full amount of the poppy seeds that it ate, but we imagine as if it had eaten barley or amir or cut grain, something that you usually feed the animal, and he pays whatever is the cheap market price for that grain. Halacha gimel, achla achlim haroyim lo, if the animal ate foods that are bad for it, kegoin she'achla chitim, for instance, it ate wheat, hoyil v'loy nanis, since it obtained no benefit, no pleasure therefrom, potter, he does not have to pay from it, because this is, he does not pay for it, because this is not what the animal usually will eat. Achla achlim shein darkel achlim, if it ate things that it usually does not eat, kegoin she'achla ksus, it ate a garment, a kalim, it ate some utensils, bein b'shus anizak, bein b'shus harabim, regardless of whether this happened in the private property of the injured party or it happened in a public place, mishalim chatzi nezek, he pays only half the damage, hazeh shinui hui, because this is an unusual damage, and it's the damage like a subsidiary of the horn of an ox that gored. It's an unusual damage. And since people habitually do leave their utensils or their garments in a public place, while they rest, therefore he has to pay here. Halacha dalet, behemish oisoi medes b'shus anizak, an animal that was standing in the injured party's property, v'tolsha peiris mershus harabim, and it tore off fruit that was growing in a public place, v'achalosam mershus hanizak, and it ate it in the property of the injured party. Harei hadav asafik, now we are in doubt as to what the law is. Lefichach eina mishalemes ela mashenenis, therefore he only pays for the amount of actual benefit that he got from eating. V'imtofas hanizak kamashizika, if however the injured party grabbed enough to cover the full amount of the damage, then we do not take it away from him, sharei b'shusa yachla, because the actual eating took place on his property. Halacha hey, kelev shenichnas lechotzer, a dog that entered into a courtyard, v'not l'pasay boser, and it took a piece of bread or meat, v'hoitziyam l'shusa rabim, and it carried them out into the public place, or lechotzer acheres, or to some other courtyard, v'achlom sham, and it ate in there, ma'ashenena mishalim, he pays only the amount of pleasure, of benefit that he had, achlom besodesh al ba'al lechotzer, if however, it ate it in a field that belonged to the owner of that court. Yod mishalim nazik shalim. Then he pays the full damage. Ki ilu achalam b'seich echotzer, as if he had eaten them there in the courtyard itself. Sharei b'shus hanizik achal, because the eating did in fact take place in the private property of the injured party. V'chein kol kayyotzi b'zen, so any similar case. Haloch evav b'heim sha'achla oichlin. Shein darkal achlam, an animal that ate foods that it does not usually eat. Aval oichlosam al yidei hadchak. However, it's a food that, when pressed to it, an animal will eat it if there's nothing else. They keep going para sheochla seoirim, such as a cow that ate barley. A cow doesn't usually eat barley, but if it's very hungry, has nothing else to eat, it will eat it. Vachamoy sheochal karshinim, or a donkey that ate the pea pods, oidogim, or fish. These are things that it does not ordinarily eat, but sometimes will eat it if it has nothing else. V'chazir she'achal chatichas basar, or a pig that ate a piece of meat. V'kelev shalokak es hashemen, or a dog that lapped up oil. V'chosel she'achal tmarim, or a cat that ate dates. V'chein kol kayotze ba'elu, or any similar case like this. Im achla b'shus hanizak, mishalim nezek shalim. If they ate it in the property of the injured party, then they pay the full damage. Or b'shus harabim, and in the public place, potter. He does not have to pay anything. Because even though it's something that it doesn't ordinarily eat, it is, however, something that it does eat. And so it's considered tooth. However, if even in the public place where we say he doesn't pay, if he obtained some benefit from it, he saved on the feeding the animal, mashalim mashananis, he has to pay the amount of benefit that he received. Halacha zayin, chaya shenichnas al rishus hanizak, a wild beast that went into the property of the injured party with tarfa, and it tore apart the ochla, and it ate up a behema, an animal, another animal, a basar or meat. Mishalim nezek sholim. He has to pay the full damage. We don't say that this is like a deliberate damage caused by the horn. Shazel darka, because in the case of a wild beast, this is its usual habit. Aval kelev she'ochel kvosim kitanim. However, a dog, if it ate up small lambs, a chosel she'ochel tarnegelim gedelim, or a cat that ate up even large roosters, harei zeh shinui, that's an unusual thing, or mishalim chatzi nezek, and he pays only half the damage. Halacha ches, sal sheyesh b'lechem, a basket that contained bread in it, v'nichnas chamoyer, and a donkey came into the property here, v'shaver hasal v'yochel alechem, and he broke the basket and ate up the bread, mishalim ala sal v'ala lechem nezek sholim, he has to pay both for the basket and for the bread the full damage, even though the basket itself it does not usually break. However, shezeu darkei, but this is its usual habit that it will break a container in order to get at the food in it. V'chein seir izim, and so a goat, sherol lefes, that saw turnips, v'chayotzi boy, or some similar thing, al pi hechavis, on the top of a barrel, near the mouth of a barrel, v'nistabir b'chavis, and he climbed up and crawled around, wrapped himself around the barrel, v'ochal es halefes, in order to lift himself up, and he ate the turnips, v'shover es hechavis, and meanwhile he overturned the barrel and he broke it, mishalim al shneim nezek shalim, he has to pay for both of them full damage. Kishem shedarki lechil, because just as it's usual custom and habit to eat whatever it sees, kach darkei lehitalis bekelim velalis kedei lechil. So it's also the usual habit of a goat to hang on to utensils and climb up on them in order to eat. V'chein kol kayyitzi b'zen, so any similar case. Aval im nichnas hachamoy v'yochal es halechem, if however, in the case of the donkey, if it went into the someone's property, and first it ate up the bread, v'yachakach shover sasal, and after it ate the bread, then it broke the basket, al alechem eshalim nezek sholim, on the bread he pays the full damage. V'al hasal chatzi nezek, and the basket he only pays half the damage because this is unusual. An empty basket, it's not usual for a donkey to break. V'chein kol kayetzi bazen. So any similar case halochetez behem shachla mitecha rechava. An animal that was eating from the middle of the street, something in the middle of the street, bein derech halichosa, or bein sha'amda ve'achla, regardless of whether it was, it ate while it was walking, or whether it stopped in the middle of walking and ate, mishalim mashananis. In these cases, he pays what only for the amount of benefit that he had, not for the full damage. V'afilu chozra al tzidei harachava v'achla miham, and even if it went to the sidewalks and ate there, if, however, if it was not walking on the sidewalk, it was walking in the middle of the road, and it deliberately turned aside and went and stood on the sidewalks, and he pays there. Now, this is considered like deliberate eating, and he has to pay the full damage, because it deliberately went over to the side, and so with respect to the place where the animal had been walking, this is like a private property. If it ate something that was in the doorway of a store, mishali mashenenis, he pays only what benefit he had, because the door of the storeway is on the public property. But mitecha chanus, if it stuck its head into the store itself and ate something, even though the animal was standing in the public place, but since it stuck its head into the store and ate in there, mishali mashizika, then he pays the full damage that it caused. Halacha yud, oisa malachas b'shus harabim, if the animal was walking in a public place, or poshto tzavar, it stuck out its neck, v'ochla mi'al gabi chaverta, and it ate something that was being carried by some other animal, v'afilu amda, and even if stood still and it ate, mishali meshanenis, nevertheless he pays only for the amount of benefit that he had, because this is in the public place, and even if it stood still, it's not similar to the case where it walked over to the sidewalk, because it's the usual fashion. So this is the usual damage of tooth. It's the usual fashion for animals to eat one from a food that's being carried by another. If, however, it jumped up onto the back of the other one and ate, then he pays the full amount of the damage. Because jumping onto in the back of the other one is like jumping into the property of the injured party. It's considered the same as doing so. Animal that slipped on a stone, or it slipped in its urine, and it fell into a garden, and it banged itself, it injured itself, it banged on Gabi Peris onto fruit, or vegetables, or it didn't bang on them, but it ate them, and in the case it damaged the vegetables, he pays only for the amount that it had a benefit. And now, even if it didn't just eat from the place where it fell, but it went from one row of vegetables to another and ate, and even if it stood there in the garden a whole day and kept on eating, he pays only for the amount of benefit that he had. Now, in the case of eating, we know what benefit it had, but in the case where it banged onto it and ruined it, what benefit did it have from it? Because had it not fallen onto the vegetables, it would have all its inner organs would have been tossed about, and it would have been injured. And like this, it fell onto a soft place and was not injured. Avalim yardakidarka. However, if it didn't slip and fall into the garden, but it just walked in its usual fashion into the garden of Ochlo, and it ate, mishali mashezika, then he pays the full amount of the damage. Rafilu tinfa peiris b'mei leida, mishali mashezika. And even if the animal suddenly gave birth and with the liquid that emerges while it's giving birth, it soiled the fruit. This is an accident. The owner of the animal had no way of knowing the animal is going to give birth here. Nevertheless, Mshali Mashi Ziko, he has to pay the full amount of the damage, because even though the giving birth was unexpected, it was beyond his control, because to begin with, he allowed the animal to walk where it shouldn't have, and so he began by doing some negligent act. So also, if some other animal pushed it and it fell in, Mishali Mashe Zika, he pays the full amount of the damage. Mipnesha Hoyaloi La'avir and Achas Achas, because he shouldn't have moved the animals together, one next to the other, where one animal could push the other into someone's garden. He should have taken them by one separately, so that they would not end up pushing one the other. If it slipped and it fell down, and then after it fell into the garden, it went out, and then it went back into the garden, even though it went back in and now the owner didn't know that it's going back in, nevertheless he has to pay the full damage, because once it came back out, he should have now watched it, that it shouldn't go back in. Shadova Yedua, because he knows, Shekevan Sheyoda Derech Hagina, that once the animal fell into that garden, and it knows where the garden lies, Harei Hi Chozeres Meilaha, he should have known that it's going to go back in and eat. Halacha Yud Gimel, Hakadar Shehichnis Kedei Roisav, a potter who took his pots that he was making, Lachatzar Balabayis, into the courtyard that belonged to an owner of a courtyard, Shaloi Bershus, he brought in, apparently he was going to try to sell them there, and so he brought him in and he put him down while he would talk to the man and try to make a sale, but he brought him in without permission, Vishavrosin Behem Teishal Balabayas, and meanwhile, the animal of the field's owner, of the house's owner, the animal broke them, potter, he does not have to pay. And if the animal, while he broke them, the animal was injured by these pots, bal hakteris chayiv, the owner of the pots has to pay for this injury. If, however, the owner invited him in and he had permission to bring his pots in, potter, then he does not have to pay for the injury to the animal. If the owner of the house has told him, bring your pots in and I'll watch them, I'll be responsible, then if the owner of the house has to pay for the pots. Halacha Yudalid, v'chein, and the similar law, if someone who sells fruit brought the fruit into the courtyard of the house owner, shaloi bershus, without permission, v'achlosa behemti shal balabayis, and the animal that belongs to the house owner ate them up, potter, he does not have to pay even the amount of benefit that he had. And if the animal slipped on them and was injured, the owner of the fruits has to pay for this injury. If, however, he brought the fruits in with permission of the house owner, potter, he does not have to pay for the injury to the animal. And if the owner of the house accepted responsibility to watch the fruit, then the owner of the house has to pay for the fruit. If he brought them in without permission, and the animal of the owner of the house ate them up, and it was injured, not by slipping on him and injuring it, but it ate what was not good for it and got sick from it. Bachilosim got sick from eating them. Balam Peris Potter. In this case, the owner of the fruit does not have to pay for the injury, because the animal could have not eaten them. If, however, he brought it in with permission, v'hinichu balei hechotzer, and the owner of the courtyard, left this person whom they gave permission to, they left him in the courtyard watching it, and now the animal of the house owner ate it up, and it was injured by the eating, it became sick. Now the owner of the fruit does have to pay, because he should have not allowed the animal to eat it, because since he saw somebody's animal eating food that will cause it an injury, and he left it eating, he didn't stop at chayim, he has to pay, because the owner of the courtyard is not here now to keep his animals away from the fruit, and he left the owner of the fruit there watching the fruit. So the owner of the fruit is responsible. And so also such a case happened. There was a woman who went into her neighbor's house to bake something in the oven there. She didn't have an oven of her own. And they left her there baking. And the owner of the house went away, in order that not to look at her while she was kneading the dough and baking it. Apparently she was uncovering her arms or something, was not according to the rules of tznius here. So the owner of the house went away so he wouldn't see her while she was working. And meanwhile the goat of the house owner came in, and he ate up the dough and he died from it. And the sages required her to pay for the goat, and so any similar case where the guest was left watching his fruit, he has to pay if the house owner's animal was injured. Someone who piled up his cut grain, he took his own cut grain, he piled it up, made piles out of it in someone else's field, without permission to do so, and the animal of the field owner ate up this person's grain, potter. The owner of the field does not have to pay. And if the animal slipped on it and was injured, bal hapeir is chayiv, the owner of the fruit has to pay. Achalosam v'huzka b'achilosam, if the animal ate it and was injured during the eating, potter, he does not have to pay for the injury. V'im higdish b'rishus, if however he piled it up with permission of the field owner, then bal hasode chayiv, then the owner of the field whose animal ate it up has to pay for the grain. Afa pishal akibal olav lishmar, even though he, when he gave him permission to pile it up, he did not say, I am going to be responsible here, I'll watch it. Nevertheless, he has to pay. Shashemer bagronis, because someone who is guarding in a goyren, in a place where you pile up grain, Kibin Sha'amala is any time when he says to somebody, Hagdesh Bekan, pile up your grain here, Kibin Sha'amala, it's considered as if he had said to him specifically, Hagdesh, pile up your grain, Vani Ashmarlach, and I will watch it for you. Uchashev, it's considered as if he had taken responsibility.